This is Spins Fully Charged, Recharged.
Welcome to Spins Fully Charged,
Recharged. Let's go.
Fiona's taking the next.
Sorry.
What?
I just saw Michaela's third song in the Naughty Threesome today.
Go on.
Wake Me Up When September Ends.
Bit too late there.
Yeah. No, because September has ended.
Yeah.
So what do you say there? Oh, wake up. You're awake now. You're back. Yeah. It probably should have been yesterday.
Very clever.
But no, it's wake me up when September ends.
Yeah,
like not before. Not when it's ending.
Now ending.
Okay, fair enough. Fair enough.
So now it's ending.
Fair enough.
So
that's clever music scheduling there.
Yeah.
Well done. Bravo,
all right, don't
bravo.
Be a lick arse, Callum.
Well done, who?
I don't know who.
I'd imagine Gav.
Yeah.
Imagine Gav.
Well done, Gav.
I'd say you're going to hear a lot of Green Day around the radio stations today.
Oh, you will. I heard it yesterday.
As in because of this, because Wake Me Up When September Ends.
Yes.
Yeah.
And I was on the radio last night on a different station. And
you said that very posh on a different station.
Yeah,
different
you said it very like
station.
You know me, I do
other radio.
You went from like, I was on a different station to, I was on a different station.
Is that your impression of me?
No,
is that your accent?
You know I can't do accents.
No, that was quite good.
It's
but
because
I was
doing
like
you're only opening your mouth really small, like Princess Diana or
Yes.
I was on another station.
Last night, I was on another station.
There were three stations in marriage.
There were three.
It's
exactly what I was going for as well. I was going for that. I was so annoyed you said it. As soon as you said it, I was
sorry.
Like, fuck her.
Oh, I'm just quick as a flash. I am.
I did audibly kind of make this noise, I think, the other day on my phone. When I was on my phone, it was just like, ugh. I saw someone share that meme. Someone tell your man from Green Day it's nearly time to wake up.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Have you seen Jamaican Diana? It's this guy on TikTok, and he does a Jamaican accent, but
I love him.
Diana.
Why do you think that? I mean, I don't think many people would want me, Phoebe Queen, actually. When me say many people, me I talk about the establishment that me married into.
So good.
So random.
It's so good. There's still so much creativity out there. Like, I could never do like Jamaican
Hold
Diana.
On. Let's test that, shall we? No. I think we should test that.
Hopefully that's not too Jamaican for you.
Oh God, I hate it.
Can you tell me a story about radio in Ireland, but in a Princess Diana voice doing a Jamaican accent?
Here we go.
Oh, certainly, darling. Once upon a time in the lush green hills of Ireland, there was a charming little radio station.
Where is the Jamaican accent?
You are right. AI
maybe just say to her, do a Princess Diana quote in the style of Princess Diana, but in a Jamaican accent.
Do a Princess Diana quote in the style of Princess Diana doing a Jamaican accent.
Oh, that's definitely a unique combination. I'll do my best to capture the spirit. For instance, a well-known Princess Diana quote is, carry out a random act of kindness with no expectation of a reward. So in a Jamaican accent, it might sound something like, carry out a random act of kindness, no expectation of reward.
That's not a Jamaican.
It sounded like me, actually.
It's exactly the same.
Anyway.
She's not looking to get herself cancelled.
Good luck.
Bye-bye.
David, Fiona in the morning.
Good morning. How are you doing?
Hey, what's
morning.
Going on?
Hump day already.
Hump day.
Yeah.
I am like a little bit like it's dragging, I think.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? I'm like, I just feel like I've lived seven lives this week.
From here, it's all up.
Yeah, well, it's easy for you to say. You're off the next 2 days.
And now it's my Friday.
This is my Friday.
What are you doing for the next 2 days? Anything?
Literally nothing. Well, no, I do have a wedding on Friday, which I kind of forgot about when I booked these days. Like, I just booked these days to do nothing.
Love doing nothing more than anyone I know.
No, it looks bad because you've only known me since I've had a wedding to pay for it. So normally I do have a life and, like, do stuff if I have time off. But, like, I mean, I can't go anywhere or do anything. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And how tight is the budgeting at the moment?
Well,
like, do you have to justify?
What's the tightest thing about you right now? Not in a weird way.
Ready for that, Dave?
Not in a weird way.
Wow.
I just mean, like, are you only buying like off-brand fish fingers type vibes?
No,
you know what I mean?
Like, no. I'm actually not. Like, someone said the other day, like, what's your wedding budget? And like, we haven't done that at all. So I think we're going to be in trouble. Like, when it comes to
money's
like,
no issue. Okay. Huh?
Money, no object. No, but like, I am trying to be smart and not. You know, I'm not going to go on a holiday.
Here's
like,
a random question. Does everything have to be prepaid for? Because you know the way naturally on the day you're going to make a lot of your money back.
Good question.
Do you not be like, can I pay you the day after the wedding?
No, so we found out, I know exactly, and cash is king. We found out we can pay for the venue afterwards. Like, okay. Because I remember my sister...
I suppose that's kind of one of the main costs, isn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, like, at my sister's wedding, I think she had to pay it, like, on the night, like,
in between courses.
Like, I think she was, like, giving over.
I remember at, like, 3 a.m. at my birthday, just gone, and the guy came up and was like, so will you just pay for the food?
No!
And I was like, this has ruined my
it's
night.
It's my birthday!
How dare you?
Aren't you bankrolling this?
Spin is your number one hit music station.
Emma, Dave and Fiona.
Guys, I feel like we need to have our wits about us at the moment because it's nearly Christmas, let's just be honest.
Oh my
and
God.
Then
it's the 1st of October.
Yeah, but it's going to fly in. It won't be long coming
it's
around.
It's 3 months away.
I said what I said. And then after that, it's not long coming around till festival season. You kind of need to get, like, you need to, I mean, Electric Picnic's already sold out. In 5 seconds.
Okay, that's kind of hopeful about summer, but also stop wishing your life away.
My
no,
God.
I know, but I just, do you know when like June comes around and people have all these holidays booked and all these plans and it's like, when did you do that? They did it in October. So now is the time to start thinking about that stuff. Do you know what I mean?
I went away in June and I did not do it in October.
Yeah, but you didn't go to like Primavera or something.
No, yeah,
you just went. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And you might want to go this year to... You know what I'm going to say. It's the festival on everyone's lips.
E-E.
It's Replica Festival.
Oh.
Europe's biggest tribute festival.
Oh!
In Caton Park, Derbyshire, 25th to 28th of June. Derbyshire. My apologies to any Derbyshire people listening.
That's a festival I've not heard of, but ups to the cover bands.
Yeah, it's just a whole weekend of nothing but cover bands.
Do you know what I've
not
seen?
If I had like a friend who was blind, I'd bring them to this.
So good. And be like, don't worry, tickets on me. This is all for you, baby.
And it's like, no, that really is Taylor Swift.
Yeah.
Do you know, it's funny, actually, I was looking to bring my granny to something. I was just looking at the website for where the theatre close to her to see if there's anything coming up. And I was like, well, I'd bring her to the ABBA tribute band.
Oh, she like that?
Yes.
What? Why not? I've never really done like a tribute band thing before, you know? So this is
absolutely
up my street now.
I've been to a few. Well, you did do a tribute band thing because you came to the Smiths tribute band with me at Electric Picnic.
Yes, I
Maybe
did.
Maybe it didn't stick out for you as a festival highlight.
True.
But it was one of the times of mine.
I think I headed away after
that.
I think you snuck out. I think we lost you somehow. Yeah. I think Emma and Jack made a quick exit away from that. But we were there at that Smiths tribute band with my fella Dwayne, and it is him who brought this to my attention because it's very up his street. And he'd be a fan of a tribute band. Like, he just did his stag in Liverpool, and obviously there's loads of Beatles tributes over there.
Okay,
and he just loves it. The main thing I noticed about this a tribute festival, some of the names are incredible and some of them are giving absolutely nothing.
Okay.
So I'll read out a few here for you to rate or slate. Sam Fender. Sam O'Fender. Do you know what I mean?
That's a bit creepy.
Because I suppose he's...
You know what I mean? It's like, is it offensive to take him off? Or Bon Jovi? Wrong Jovi.
That's terrible.
No, that's
slate. These are the good ones.
Oh, these are the good ones.
Metallica. Mortallica.
Okay.
Because there's a bit more. This is my favourite. Do you know Catfish and the Bottlemen?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so Catfishing the Bottlemen.
Oh, that's
because
good.
Because they're catfishing.
That's excellent.
Come on.
That's brilliant.
That's so smart.
They should have a higher billing. But no, who's pretty high up is Ed Sheeran Experience. Which to me, there's no creativity.
Isn't that just
there.
Life?
That, yeah, my life is an Ed Sheeran experience. I know that's that guy who purposely has his hair and stuff exactly like Ed Sheeran. He's like, I can't have a normal life. And it's like, put a hat on.
Yeah.
But obviously he's going to be coming to life at the Replica Festival. This has very little imagination. Tom White as Lewis Capaldi. I'm like, do something with the name.
Yeah.
Taylor Swift by Zena. Okay, I don't care. Hey, Little Mix, Little Chicks. Guys.
That's better.
Come on.
I really liked it. I felt like the Lewis Capaldi one could have been a lot better.
I'm
like Lewis Capaldi.
I'm annoyed.
You know what I mean?
I'm annoyed at that. Do it like Dua Lipa.
Dua Lipa, very
it's
good.
It's all right. Do you know what I mean? And then I was chatting about this to Dwayne last night and he was telling me some of his favourite tribute acts who aren't on the festival. There's a Oasis tribute band called Oasish.
Oasish.
Oh, that's excellent.
That's
brilliant.
Pretty good.
Kinda.
And his fave, Stereophonics. There's a tribute band called Stereophonies.
Brilliant.
Because they're
wrong. Super smart. Big fan.
I've seen a Foasis.
Foasis is really good as well.
And I've also seen Fake That.
Ah!
But Take That.
Oh, they're not on this. Oh, who's on it is Take That, Rule the World. Unless they've rebranded. No. I'm like, they're giving
fake
nothing.
That is phenomenal.
Fake That's
that is
brilliant.
Fantastic. Super smart.
Okay, guys, last one. Stiff Biscuit. Limp Biscuit.
Limp Biscuit.
Because limp and stiff.
Hey, food for thought there.
I love it. Why not?
Stiff Biscuit.
It takes you a while to get your head around, but once
it's a thinker.
Once the joke lands, Callum's happy. I know Dave was rushing home on Monday evening to catch the presidential debate. The first...
Rushing home. It was at like 10 o'clock.
Yeah, you were out though, weren't you?
I was, yeah.
It took place in Virgin Media One on Monday night on The Tonight Show, and the three candidates, guys, it's hard to believe, it's only 3 weeks till we go to the ballot.
Yeah, the 24th of October.
The day
after my birthday, guys. So huge events.
Huge day.
Hard to say what's bigger for the country.
You've too much going on. You're getting married. We're voting for the next president, and it's your birthday.
She's
Callum. Are we going to Jumpstone? What are we doing for Fiona's birthday?
Come on. Give me a party.
The three candidates, Catherine Connolly, Jim Gavin, and Heather Humphreys. So, as we say, only a few weeks out now. But I didn't watch the debate myself. I know Dave did. You enjoyed it.
It was good. Yeah. It's good to watch.
But Sheila Nocton, she's a journalist, and she tweeted on the night saying,
"No, Sheila.
This is the journalist version of the traitors. So everyone who's been sucked into traitors over the last few weeks, this is journalist's moment. People into politics, this is their time.
Fantastic. Like, I don't understand why people wouldn't be into politics. It's kind of your future at the end of the day. It's your country. It's your
whatever's going on.
But I'm just saying, like,
you're
not
here for the election.
But like, if you were to like politics, if you were to like the traitors, I feel like you'd like politics.
Oh no, for sure. I know some. I know the lies. Yeah, I know some journos are raging that like maybe some of the candidates who were a bit more left of field didn't get in the end, so they wouldn't have more like scandalous stuff to write about over the next few weeks.
Okay.
But it's still going to be juicy.
Yeah, it's actually the first time since 1990 there's only three of them at this stage.
It's really small ballot.
It's shocking.
Tiny. They're all so different as well.
But just thinking about that idea of it being the journalists or people who are really into politics, their version of the traitors. Why not over the next 3 weeks spice things up a bit and bring more kind of reality style elements from reality TV shows to the campaign?
Yeah.
Okay.
So I just think be relatable, be fun, make it more interesting. Let's shake things up a little bit.
So true.
I think over the next few weeks, RTE should televise a First Dates Ireland special featuring the three candidates on their own, okay?
Absolutely.
That's feckin' brilliant.
Absolutely.
I want the romantic lighting. I want your man greeting them as they walk in. I want them as their best dress. And I'd like them to do kind of speed dating with members of the public.
Yeah.
And answer their questions as they're sat down over the table.
Excellent. That is so good.
Watch how they eat, get people from all walks of life sitting down. Rotate speed dating with the three candidates. Get it done.
Sorry,
guys.
That's excellent.
I feel like their PR people are looking, going, why the hell didn't we do that?
No,
and
genuinely.
It's already easy, so just do it. And instead of the classic, will you see each other again? It's like, so you're going to vote for them?
Exactly.
Yeah.
But wait, who pays at the end?
Oh, them.
Do you know?
Them.
For all of them.
Oh yeah, I see what you mean.
But it has come out of their Revolut, not public spending.
If it's like you sound like you're from Fox Rock, we'll split this one.
Yeah.
Interesting. Yeah. See, I'd be quite. That would make me want to get involved. Celebrity Cyclone Liffey Edition. So I think this is the final hurrah. So right before we all go to the polls on the Friday, so this is the Thursday evening. Just like test your crack and endurance, basically.
Right.
But you get bonus points for dodging things like a letter from Trump of good luck, or Michael D's new album. You know, like,
oh yeah. Yeah, yeah,
turned out of the way of those.
Or a trolley,
Celebrity Cyclone from I'm a Celebrity. God, I loved that.
Sorry, from I'm a Celebrity, I mean,
it's
the only
episode of I'm a Celebrity I'd ever watch.
It's so
fun.
Is that
specific episode?
They keep all the budget for Celebrity Cyclone.
Yeah, they really do.
Apart from that, it's like, grab a few ants there, will you, for dinner tonight? Snog, marry, pie.
Oh, yeah. Okay. We've all been thinking that about the three of them.
I mean, seriously, the Love Island classic repurposed for the campaign trail. Get them all standing up there. Get members of the public again to say what they want to say. Obviously, the commitment would be with the marry vote.
Yeah.
The pie is like,
see,
no interest in it. And the kiss is just, I felt kind of
it's
fancy.
A little, it's give them a two.
Yeah. Second preference.
If we had like,
oh, what? She's gone blank.
If we had the president-elect, what's it called?
Oh, yeah, presidential-elect.
No, but if we had, like,
candidates?
Vice president.
Oh, yeah. Maybe.
Yeah.
And finally, again, I'm bringing the public into all of these. We all love the show The Chase and the pressure of the final chase, okay?
Yeah.
So they get the three of them up there answering rapid-fire questions from the public. They have no time to think about it because if you waste time, what's in the pot is spending for housing.
I like the thought of Kieran Cuddihy doing The Chase and and him just asking them yes no questions. They have to only choose
yeah,
yes
they
or no.
Yeah, 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 they true. Can't do a they can't be
like,
answer.
No, well, excuse me, actually, I'd like to refute that point and talk about this for no reason.
But imagine the panic of you've all this money to save housing, and if you dilly dally with your answer, trying to overthink how to say this politically correct.
Or can I come across can like I an put one forward?
Just, please.
Do you remember Davina McCall had a show where you had to put money on a bin and you split the £1 million drop.
Yes.
So you'd get a question and it would be two different answers. And if you thought it was this, you'd put all of your money on that. But if you kind of slightly thought it was also the other answer, you'd split the money in half.
Ooh.
So I like the thought of them having a budget and then just splitting it and see where it goes.
Oh my God.
What do we think?
I am all for it and I want to go
instantly. I used to think politics was interesting. Now I'm like, oh, it's so boring. Let's celebrity cycle on this open
line.
Yeah.
I want First Dates to Ireland the special so bad. Spin with Emma, Dave and Fiona. We are only weeks away from our Fiona's wedding.
Ooh,
and
woo-hoo.
She told us on the show in passing she's not having a hen party. Dave and I weren't having that. We said we need to do something for our girl, so we're throwing her a hag party. It's kind of a stag as well because everybody's welcome here, guys.
Yeah,
and we want you to come. It's happening tomorrow week. There's so much planned. We're going to be on the Liffey. We're going to be throwing axes. If you would like to come
not
along,
both at the same time. They're separate yeah. activities.
Yeah. That everyone, makes it sound everyone, like we're putting you to work.
Right everyone now. On the keys will be safe.
I guess. True. We're not going to hurt anybody.
They will be jealous, but they will be safe.
We will be filling you in after 8 o'clock, before half 8, on how you can win your way to Fiona's Hag Do next week.
Don't say the same thing that Dave has written down.
I'm also thinking it's the claps are sometimes we'll all clap at the same time, but someone's clap will be flat. Like I felt like my clap was flat there.
Yeah, sometimes you don't get the sting off it.
I mean, so you never know.
It's like when you high five someone and it doesn't land.
Yeah,
the
you
okay,
want,
we
you
all need
that.
To we all need to wipe our palms before and make sure there's no sweat.
That's kind of what you want. You don't want that.
Yeah.
You want
you want it to have some bass.
That's it, exactly.
But it's hard to know. You can try, but sometimes you just don't know.
Oh, that's a good clap.
Ooh. Bit of a Tom brother.
Anyway, welcome on in to Don't Say the Same Thing That Dave Has Written Down, a game where you could win a lot of IMC Cinema Passes. Who have we got on?
It's Grace. What are you up to this morning?
Just on the way to work.
What do you do?
I work in the post office.
Oh, very nice. Do you find it incredibly difficult because there's so many vintage packages going at the moment?
Yeah,
I'd say so.
Is it a kind of a weird time for people who work in a post office being like, what is this random smelly box arriving?
Now that vintage has started,
Oh,
that's
really,
crazy. All right, well, Grace, let's see if we can get you to the cinema. You deserve a little bit of a break. This is Don't Say the Same Thing That Dave Has Written Down. It's a game where if you say the same thing I've written down, you lose. You get nothing good day, sir. But if you manage to say a different thing that I've written down, then you win a load of tickets to the cinema. I'm going to ask you something like anything you might find on your desk. You're going to hear three beeps. You answer on the third beep. If you say laptop and I've laptop written down, then you're out. You're trying to say a completely different thing that I've written down. And everyone you get right, you'll win an IMC Cinema Pass. 5 up for grabs. Actually, it's 10 up for grabs because we doubled it just because the 1st of October we've gone mad. If you say something that's not in the category, Grace, you're also out. And you listening, play along wherever you are right now and let us know how you do. Are you ready to go, Grace?
Yeah.
Good
Here
luck.
We go with round one. Best of luck. Name any American state.
Ohio.
You've said Ohio and I have written down California.
Yay! Ooh,
well done, Grace.
Good. Well done, Grace. That is 2 IMC cinema passes in the bag. Would you like to keep playing?
Yeah.
All right, let's go. Round two. Name any date in October.
13th.
October 13th is what you have said.
October 13th.
And I have written down October 18th.
Oh, random. It is going to be a Friday the 13th this year, I think, October. Yeah. Okay.
It's Monday.
Why are you trying to wreck my balls,
girl? She loves a bit of fake news.
For God's sake. Grace, you have 4 IMC cinema passes. Would you like to keep playing?
Yeah, keep going.
All right, here we go, Grace. Round three. Name any Disney movie.
Moana.
Like, don't get confused with Pixar.
And I have written down... Ooh, maybe I've got the mess with Pixar.
They're all in the...
Disney, Pixar,
yeah.
I've written down Toy Story.
That'll do, ooh, I guess. Perfect.
Well done, Grace. You're flying at 6 IMC cinema passes. Would you like to keep playing?
Go on.
Yeah,
I like it, Grace. Have you seen Toy Story, by the way?
Of course.
Good.
Why
because
else?
Round four.
Oh.
Name any character in Toy Story.
Oh.
Jessie.
Well done. The cowgirl.
Repping the women.
And I have written down Mr. Potato Head.
Yay! Fiona hid behind her hands there. She got so nervous for you, Grace.
Grace, you're killing it. 8 IMC. Would you like to keep going? Passes.
Sit up. Yeah.
Here we go. For 10 IMC cinema passes, here we go with round 5. Grace, you walk into a cafe. You look at the menu board. Name any normal coffee order.
Mocha.
A mocha.
Ooh.
Interesting.
Put us out of our misery. I can't cope.
I have written down.
Oh, come on.
A latte.
Yeah!
Grace.
Lovely.
You have won yourself 10 IMC Cinema Passes. Congratulations.
Go on, Grace.
Thank you.
Thanks so much, Grace. Well done.
Have a great day.
Bye.
You too. Thank you.
Oh, what a thrill. What a day. What a city.
I forgot to sing Your Grace. Your Grace.
Grace.
I say she's so disappointed.
In your arms and let this moment
come on.
Linger.
That would have been better. Yeah.
Remember your country, man.
Thank you. Sorry.
Good morning. Sincere apologies for my misinformation spread there during our game of Don't Say the Same Thing That Dave Has Written Down.
What did you say?
So you said to Grace, name a date in October, and she said 13th. And I said, it's Friday, it's 13th in October this year, first one in ages. And it just absolutely isn't.
It's just an absolute lie.
It's just absolutely not. I think I saw a girl on Instagram saying it, like, it's the first time in ages. And, like, I love a bit of spooky stuff like that. But no, the last one was 2017, and the next one won't be till 2028.
You're talking about Friday the 13th.
Friday the 13th in October.
Yeah, it makes you feel
spooky.
Like you're actually going to die.
Yeah, which you probably will. And if I was to go, I would want it to be then.
Don't ever let the truth get in the way of a good story.
Absolutely
never,
not.
Never, ever, ever.
Such a mid story, anyway. Like, who cares?
What day of the week is the 13th then? This October
it's a Monday.
Day. Lovely.
The worst.
1038 Dublin. Dublin. Emma, Dave and Fiona in the morning.
I like
when it's just gorgeous. This is Emma, Dave and Fiona in the morning.
Big.
Your number one hit music station.
Hello, how are you?
Hey, what's happening?
If you've just joined us, just a reminder, before 8:30 this morning, we want to get you sorted with tickets to Fiona's Hag Party, which is happening next week. Details soon.
And speaking of hags, it is hag season because it's October now.
Yes.
So that means it's spooky season. And a real indicator of that, I was in the shop yesterday and they have all the mini pumpkins in.
Oh, yeah.
You know the mini, like, wart-looking pumpkins that are, like, all to
form. What's the point in them?
I don't know. I think they're just for decoration.
Some decorations, yeah.
But like I've only ever bought them for...
Oh, you put them around, like, maybe a bigger pumpkin.
Yeah, okay. And, like, or, like, on your mantelpiece and, like, candles in them and stuff.
Maybe it's a kid's thing, but I know, like, you know, childless people who just love decorating their gaff for, like, this time of year.
Halloween.
And, yeah, I was in Dunn's yesterday and, like, half of their homeware section is Halloween decorations.
I don't understand.
Now, some of them are really glamorous
I
and beautiful,
Halloween.
But I can't... Imagine.
Really? You don't even have a pumpkin or anything?
Oh, like I close the curtains on Halloween night.
I wouldn't close the curtains. I wouldn't close the curtains, but I wouldn't put up decorations and I wouldn't do any of the pumpkin stuff because I don't like Halloween.
I am obsessed with Halloween. I love it so much.
I hate dressing up.
I just always have. I love dressing up. My birthday is close to Halloween. I love scary films. Like, I just really enjoy the whole vibe.
And I think the last... The scary movie I watched was Final Destination when I was 11.
Well, that's scary too. That is,
I didn't like that.
That does stay with you. I like how predictable they always are and how they always follow a really similar format. And like, I don't know, it's just comforting. I don't do sports or anything, so like, it gets the
so
blood
Halloween
pumping.
For you is your what?
Genuinely,
is
well,
your
like,
World Cup?
It gets the blood pumping, kind of like as if you were like playing a match. Or
right.
Something.
Okay.
But like, I've had my I've been living in my house for 3 years, and we are like crying out for trick or treaters. Like, we decorate our house and everything, but I just think, I don't know if kids do it anymore.
There's nothing that depresses me more and gets me more sad than the thought of like someone like you partner Dwayne
sitting
buying
in
a load of sweets
and
decorating the house and not getting a single trick or treater.
It's embarrassing. It's
really, not embarrassing.
Really,
it's the most, like, if that was in a movie, I'd cry.
No, I know. Dave. We're like the couple from Up.
Dave, imagine it's an elderly man.
Stop.
And he's. And he's sitting there, I'm not going to say in costume, that's weird, but he's sitting there eagerly and he just wants to see some Halloween joy. And Dave, no one comes.
Guys, stop. This is literally my Halloween night. Like, why are you trying to make me
I'm nearly
worse?
Crying.
Isn't that awful?
That is awful.
Please call in to me on Halloween. If
her address
child.
Is.
Oh, God, no, I shouldn't. You can't encourage kids to call to you. And you can't encourage kids to knock on a random door.
Just put a little sign up like at the front gate and be like,
what, children, welcome.
Full
there's
blow,
no way
full
to
blow.
Do that. Like,
yeah, fair enough.
That's not so weird.
Dave and Fiona are on Spin.
Your number one hit music station.
That's...
I am absolutely buzzing.
Oh.
Because tonight, something is happening that I've always wanted to do. And basically, let's just bring it back to school. I was really torn because I was fascinated by broadcast and at the time journalism. Fell into this. But the other thing I was really into...
You are a journalist. Sometimes you ask Joel Curry where he gets his shoes.
So true. The hard-hitting questions.
Exactly. What the public need to know. Mm-hmm. But the other thing I was really interested in school, and when you're at that real weird age of 17, 18, trying to decide what the hell to do with your life, I was like, broadcasting in some level or teaching. Okay.
Yeah. I feel the same. I'm always like, when I inevitably get fired, I'll probably try to teach.
Teach. Really? Yeah. You have to do the dip and all. I just couldn't be bothered going back to college. But anyway, my point is, I am fascinated by the idea of, I think I'd be a good teacher. I know that sounds lame, but like, I could
see you being a teacher.
I'd like
you'd be great.
It a lot. I'd like to teach English, Irish, and art, please,
oh,
specifically.
Oh, lovely.
That would make sense. The art teachers are always mental.
Yeah. Exactly. Exactly.
They'd always be offering you lift home and all.
Just Fiona's experience. Okay.
If reincarnation exists, I will come back and I will live out my other dream of being a teacher, okay? But look, tonight is, for this lifetime at least, my one opportunity to scratch that itch and be a teacher for a grand total of 3 hours.
3 hours? Ooh. You're becoming a teacher?
Tonight, yeah. I've been asked to do a guest lecture. For a radio course, okay? Now, it's up to me what I do here in terms of how I deliver it, what kind of activities we do, all that kind of stuff.
So it's just a lecture?
It's a lecture.
That's 3 hours.
It's long.
That's dear
long.
God.
Yeah, I'm a bit stressed, but I'm very happy about it because I get to live out my childhood dream.
And you get a little break, obviously.
I don't think so.
Oh, you'd have to give them a break.
Yeah. Do a little tea break in the middle.
Right.
That would be my advice. Teaching advice.
Have it all. I've got the coolest looking, you know they call slideshows decks these days. They're not called slideshows anymore. I've got a really cool deck. It's very interactive and very fun. I think it's going to be the best class in the whole course.
I've got
a really good feeling about
deck.
The feedback. Anyway, my point is, this is the one and only, guys. I'm going to die someday and I'm never going to get a chance to live out my dream.
Wait, what? No one told me that.
Yeah, I actually am.
That's not a part of the deal.
For this lifetime, the 3 hours tonight is my one chance to live out every aspect of being a teacher that I'd like. So you listening this morning, in case I'm forgetting anything, get in touch. What are typical teachery things that your teachers did? Don't be mean now, right? Because I don't want to, like, I'm not going to be a mean teacher.
Be mean.
All right, okay. 087-711-1038. Send over your voice notes because I want to tick as many things off this list because this is a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity.
We want to get as little amount of people into radio as possible, right? Because if they're into radio, then they'll take our jobs. So let's steer them away, you know what I mean?
By being
a mean teacher.
Right.
Healthy mindset you have there, Dave.
Nice.
Some things that, you know, always would happen in class is I can't wait for the power tonight because I have worksheets to be like...
You have worksheets?
Yeah, I do. Of course I have worksheets. I was like, who in this room am I going to choose to hand out the worksheet?
Oh my God.
Oh, I'm so excited.
Me, Miss Nolan.
Yeah. As soon as I arrive in tonight, I'm going to scout out now. Who deserves this honor of handing out these worksheets?
You should definitely give it to like a mature student. They were always the best at handing out the
sheets. Yeah. I can't wait while everyone's doing their worksheets and in the middle of their activity to chat to some random lad about the Hearty Cup just to show that I'm human and relevant. You know, the hurling campaign. No?
No, I have no idea what you're talking about.
Hearty Cup is big in secondary schools, no?
What
hurling.
Is that?
It's a type of competition for hurlers.
But these aren't going to be secondary school age. They're going to be like out of college.
I'd like you to stop spoiling the dream.
Sorry, Fiona.
She wants to do the cool camps. She wants to do the food dudes.
Yeah, Fiona.
Does anyone need a slice of orange?
Finger on the lip now.
Sorry,
please. Doing
the veil.
Doing the veil. I'd like to stare down a student who's clearly munching their way through a Dairy Milk from their pocket, square by square.
Chewing gum.
Yeah, and watch them squirm as they cop my eye contact.
Oh, Emma.
I know.
Miss Nolan.
Listen,
Tell us, what are really typical things, typical phrases, typical actions or behaviours of teachers that I have to do this evening? It is my one in a lifetime opportunity. Help me out here. 087 711 1038. Get your voice notes in and I will do them.
People listening are not coming to your class.
It's a massive night for me tonight. I am getting to live out a dream, maybe. You only get kind of, well, I suppose you can do as many careers as you want in life, but I like this. I like what I'm doing now. But when I was 17 trying to make that call on what you do with your life, I was really into the idea of broadcast, found it fascinating, but then I was also like, I'd love to be a teacher. And if reincarnation exists, that is what I will do. I want the opportunity to do both. It's not fair,
yeah.
Is it?
Yeah.
How's he like? I'd love to be an English, Irish and art teacher.
If reincarnation exists is such a funny sentence when talking about I'm going to come back as a teacher.
Irish teacher.
I'd really like to. And tonight is the once in a lifetime, my opportunity to live out all the things I would love to do if I was a teacher, as I've been asked to give a 3-hour course on a radio course. So I'm going to get as many of the typical teachery things in there as I possibly can, asking for your advice because this is my once in a lifetime opportunity. Amy was in touch.
Guys, I am actually so excited for your show tomorrow to hear how this teaching goes, because as a teacher, I just have to let you know, you can do all the planning you want and have all these scenarios in your head, and absolutely none of them go to plan or actually happen.
Amy!
One thing, I'm a secondary school teacher in an all-boys school, and one thing I always said I wouldn't do that my teachers used to do and really, really annoyed me was when the whole class was talking, they'd sit on their desk and just go so quiet. They'd play with their like fingers or their keys or do something and totally ignore the class, and then one person cops on that the teacher is annoyed or wants quiet. And then everyone slowly gets quiet and quiet and quiet. And then, wait for it.
Oh,
can I go now? Or can I speak now? And I said I'd never do it. And I do it. It's one of the best classroom management kind of tips that I have for you. But yeah, I always said I wouldn't do it. And here I am, 8 years later, still doing it. So best of luck with the lecture. I hope it all goes well.
Wasn't that so terrifying?
Sorry, you can't do that tonight.
No, I am.
You can't do that.
They're all going to be
gonna
people
be older,
paid
like.
To be on the course. Like, they're not going to be yapping.
I'm talking, you're talking. We can't both be talking.
I'm literally going to wait for everyone to skip. Bit of cuteness now, yeah.
Can I speak?
Yeah.
Do you want to hear from me? Because I'll get in my car and go home.
If you don't want to learn, you won't stop.
It's your own time you're wasting,
your
not me.
Colleagues,
not mine. I get
you'll
paid
either
way.
You'll never get out of this place.
If you want to leave, you leave.
You'll be nothing after this.
What else do I need to do, guys? Come on.
I think I'm trying to think of like old OG like teacher things. One,
yeah.
I think just at random points you should be like, okay, you do that, I'm going to go to the staff room, and then just disappear for like half an hour. My English teacher used to go and chill in the staff room for hours on end. I think you need to demand that they ask to go to the bathroom.
Yes.
In Irish. I'm a catacomb to go on letters.
Yeah,
just
fair
bring
enough.
Just bring that right back. And just drink endless amounts of tea.
I know, I was
always
thinking about
tea.
The tea. You need to have a cup, don't you?
And
cup
slurp
your own.
It really, really loud.
Yeah.
You
and
have to have something that makes you powerful as well. Like our sixth class teacher used to walk around with keys, just jangling. Whenever she'd walk anywhere, she had keys.
And I think I need to wear a low heel just to make
a
that
low
kind of
heel,
sound.
Yeah. And have a lanyard, even if you don't need it to get in. And just be kind of like twiddling with that. And you know I was saying give them a tea break. So do that. But then do like what teachers used to do in yard and have like the biggest duvet coat, even if they're just in like a common area downstairs.
No running,
and, like,
no running.
Roam around with it all wrapped up and a scarf like folded
and a cup
through.
Of tea.
Yeah,
by the way, a lot of classrooms used to be heavily decorated with like things to remember and stuff.
Oh yeah.
Am I taking it too far by decorating the room?
Yeah. Do you know what you do? You decorate it with like make sure and wash your hands after you go to the bathroom.
Yeah.
And be like, there's pads in the bathroom if any of you are having that time.
I'm so excited.
This is Spin.
It's not a hen, it's not a stag, it's a hag.
Yes, and it's happening really soon. Tomorrow week, we're going to throw the ultimate hag for our Fiona. She is getting married in a few weeks' time now.
Are you? You haven't mentioned.
I know, I don't really talk about it much. I'm shy.
Basically, she kind of reveals in passing commentary on air a few weeks ago, I'm not having a hen. And Dave and I felt that was quite sad.
I thought that was so depressing. You need to experience these things. You didn't go to your own Debs either. And
I'm hammering home what a loser I am.
I was just kind of thinking you might not even show up to your own wedding at this thing.
I know. No, you need to have a party. I'm we're going to throw a big one, but hag style, i.e. it's a mixture of a stag and a hen, because we want everybody to come.
Yes, yeah, exactly. So we don't just want it to be like a girly thing with all the willy straws and things like that. We also want it to be a little bit testosterone-y. We're talking axe throwing and things like that. But this is honestly looking like it's going to be the most amount of crack.
Yeah, no, I'm so excited. So we start with a Liffey cruise, thanks to Dublin Bay Cruises. Thank you very much. Hosted by none other than Dame Stuffy.
How good is that?
So excited. She's going to make an absolute show of me, and I am very, very ready for that. Axe throwing, a game of throwing. Great name, Smithfield. Drinks and hen games into the evening. So there will be willy straws if, like, you're a lad coming out and you've always wanted to see one in the flesh.
Yeah. I want to do, like, stag party stuff, though, as well. Do you know, I want to kidnap you and I want to put you in a Liverpool
ruin my
jersey.
Life and put me in, like,
shave your head.
Like mankini. Yeah, perfect. Roam me through Temple Bar. And when I get picked up from all that bullying, it's going to be in a party bus from Elite Limos. Thank you very much. With karaoke. So start thinking about your song to ferry us to all destinations.
Now, to tell you about this, this is after work next Thursday, the 9th of October. So everyone's going to be able to come. We'll sort you after work, all right?
And if you're thinking, if you're a lad there going, oh no, this sounds too girly, believe me, I'm going to be there and we're going to make sure it's laddie enough. Mm-hmm. Okay, we're going to have a deadly time.
Everybody, and I'm a bit of a lad. Like,
you are.
Everyone says it.
Yeah.
I kind of get on better
with boys. Do you know what I mean? Yeah. I'd much rather just play with a PlayStation
honestly,
than go out with girls.
That's just
you know?
Me. Like,
all genders welcome. Do you want to come? It's happening next Thursday. WhatsApp us now. The word hag. Our number on WhatsApp is 087-711-103. Do that right now, please. The word hag in a WhatsApp to 087-711-103. We want to get you sorted with tickets for you and pals to come along to Fiona's big hag do happening tomorrow week, Thursday, the 9th of October. It's really exciting.
It is very exciting. Now, yesterday you had to answer the phone with a certain thing. You don't have to do that today.
Yeah,
okay?
Don't worry.
So if we ring you, you don't have to go or anything like that. But we will play a game. You're not guaranteed entry to this hag just yet, okay? So make sure and enter. Just get yourself to Fiona's hag. It's the word hag in a WhatsApp to 087-711-1038. Beginning to think I'm a bit of a buzzkill or something, to be honest.
Oh, don't say that.
Thank you. Was waiting for that. Like, my God, it didn't come very quick.
You're unreal, crack.
No, the reason being, though, like, every time I kind of am with my housemates, they go on, they do something fun. Maybe it's actually the opposite. Maybe they're like, David isn't here. We have to do something fun.
Oh, because
usually I bring the fun.
Yeah, they have to.
But, like, if I'm, like, away, like, I was in town last night and I came home quite late. And, like, usually when I come home quite late, they're doing something, whether they're in the pub or they're planning a party or they've bought something for the house or whatever. Yesterday, it was kids party baking.
What?
I arrived home to my housemate Linda making Rice Krispie buns.
Whose birthday is it?
No one's. She just had
a hankering.
It's exactly the word I was going to use.
Was it?
I was like, no, I won't say hankering. It's a bit weird.
I love it.
What's the other word?
A craving.
She had a bit of a craving.
Had a goo on her.
What she also made was little bit of melted chocolate, marshmallow, Smarty, melted chocolate.
They were classic.
Oh, wow.
But, like, without a doubt,
so
my
good.
Favorite dessert in the world. If I was in the fanciest restaurant in the world and they had marshmallow with chocolate and a Smarty on top, that's what I'm ordering.
Do you know what? It's so the simplest ones that are overlooked all the time. Go away with your pavlova.
I don't need your pavlova. Yeah, I don't need your cheesecake.
A Rice Krispie bun is perfection.
Yeah, or a single marshmallow.
Do you want to know what she did it? How she did it as well?
Oh, did she use Cadbury chocolate?
She used Cadbury chocolate.
Oh yeah, you have to. None of that crap cooking chocolate.
How do you melt Cadbury chocolate without burning it?
Oh, in the bowl over the hot water.
She put it in hot water.
Wow.
In the packet, like.
That's smart.
Yeah, and then just squeezed it out of the packet.
That's really smart.
Do you want to know something gross I used to do?
And
my friends, when I was a teenager, hated me for it. I went through such a phase of loving Galaxy bars.
Same.
I didn't like them the way that they were when they were hard.
Okay.
So you know the way as teenagers you used to hang out in your car all the time, just in car parks and stuff? I used to just put it between my legs and cross my legs and then I'd froo about the Galaxy.
That's so funny.
Isn't that disgusting?
My brother used to do the same thing. My brother would wait until the chocolate bar had melted to eat it. Like,
I'd literally froo it into my mouth.
I remember in the school microwave, I used to put in like a Mint Crisp and a Golden Crisp from, like, you know, when you like whack the vending machine to get stuff out for free. I'm not saying I was buying a Mint Crisp and a Golden Crisp every day.
Every day.
And then you'd put them into a pot and microwave them. And I used to have that like every day.
Unbelievable.
Just spoon it out like, oh, gorgeous.
That sounds fantastic. I just missed out those days. So yeah, more Rice Krispie ones, less, you know, like these artisan brownies and stuff.
Yeah. Too much. Yeah. Too much. Too much.
Just give me a marshmallow with a Smartie on top.
Do you know what? We saw this on your Instagram story last night, me and my partner Dwayne, and he said, why is Dave and his housemates always on a J1? Like, you're always doing something. Like,
always doing something.
Social thing.
Yeah, that's so fair.
That's fair enough.
Do you know what? You have to say, there'd be nothing going on in that house if it wasn't for Linda.
Yeah, dead right.
She's like queen for keeping things alive. K-pop Demon Hunters now this.
And it's not a hen, it's not a stag, it's a hag.
Sure is. We are throwing a hag do for our Fiona. If you're confused as to what that is, it's not an insult to Fiona. She is no hag. However, is a mix of a stag and a hen. She revealed on the show kind of in passing a few weeks ago, she's not having a hen of her own. And me and Dave, that didn't sit very well with us.
It did not, absolutely not. So we said, hey, why don't we organise the most amazing party ever? So what we did is we went straight to the phone and we rang marketing and said, will you sort that there?
And the problem is we actually don't have any numbers for Fiona's friends, so we want you to come.
That would be great if possible. I mean, all my friends have emigrated.
All you need is two numbers, what?
Yeah, truly. But it's going to be deadly. Yeah, no. And can they come?
Of course.
Honestly. But it's going to be class. I really want you there. We're going to be doing a Liffey cruise. We're going to be doing axe throwing. There's going to be drinks and hen games. We've got a party bus with karaoke on it that's bringing us around everywhere.
This is so cool.
I'm so excited. Yeah. It's going to be a ball.
We've got manly activities, girly activities, everything in between as well. If you would like to come, message us the word hag. That's what you've been doing this morning. And bear in mind, this is happening a week from tomorrow. It's after work, so you'll be grand. If you're a 9-to-5er, you're sorted on this. Cool. So basically what we did was we've asked you to message us over the word hag, and we know you kind of have to do some sort of a little kind of hag-themed game to get yourself tickets this morning. We have both Michael and Fiona on the line to play another Fiona.
Different Fiona.
How are you this morning, Michael?
Oh, good, thank you.
Have you ever been to a hen before?
Honestly, no.
No, brilliant.
Have you ever been to a stag before?
Yes.
Okay, well, it's going to be like that. But also a little bit like a hen too. It's Fiona's hag do. Are you excited at the potential of going to this?
Absolutely. Can't wait till we get tickets.
Who would you bring with
Michael?
You?
My fiance.
Okay,
oh,
I love
amazing.
It.
Oh, let's make it a couple's event.
Have you guys had a stag or hen yet for your own wedding? Or maybe you'll come and
No, it's booking progress at the moment.
Good amazing.
Hang on there, Michael, for one sec. We also have to talk to Fiona, another Fiona. How are you?
Hi, Fiona.
Hey, Fiona.
Hi, I'm good.
Have you ever been to a stag, Fiona?
No.
Okay. I actually have.
This is great. It's very exciting. I know I've actually been to the same stag
Before
with you.
Before I ever went to my hen, I went to my friend's stag.
Really?
Yep.
Stags scare me so much.
It wasn't that kind of a stag, don't worry. Fiona, what would you be most looking forward to on Fiona's hag if you get tickets?
Oh, I like Down at the Axe Throne.
Yes,
everyone's loving the Axe Throne. I'm so excited for that.
So buzzing with this.
All right, guys, so this is going to work, both Michael and Fiona. We're going to play a game of Find the Hag. There are 10 doors, behind 9 of them is a hen. You want to avoid that. The hen sounds like this.
You
sounds
don't
more
want
like
that.
A cock yeah, than a hen, but anyway.
You don't want that one.
And then behind one of the doors is the hag. She sounds like that.
Amazing.
An annoying woman.
All right, Michael and Fiona, 10 doors. Start picking doors. Michael, do you want to go first?
Number 7,
please.
Number 7.
Lucky number 7. Oh, nothing there. All right, Fiona, over to you.
Number 9.
Unlucky. Michael, what do you want to go for?
Number 3.
Fiona, back to you.
Number 5.
Whoa. Oh my god. Come on,
Michael, your turn.
Number 2.
Yay!
Lucky number 2, Michael.
There she is.
Congratulations. You and your fiance are off to Fiona's hag.
So excited.
Fiona,
I'm so sorry, but you know what? We're going to need the numbers. It's my party. Likely no one's going to show up. So do you want to come as well?
Yes.
Michael and Fiona, congratulations. You are both coming to Fiona's hag do. We cannot wait to throw axes with you and sail away into the sunset on the lift.
Oh my god, it sounds great, doesn't it?
It does.
Oh, I can't wait. It's all happening next week, guys. Thanks so much. Can't wait to see you
there.
See you then.
Thanks so much.
Bye-bye.
Talk to you later.
This is exciting.
It is very exciting, guys.
More guys.
Okay, will you sort that tomorrow because I'm off.
I will.
My Friday.
Yes.
So please get some fellas.
Okay,
good luck,
fellas. Some good luck. Well, I'm already there.
You were happy out there getting married.
It's good to keep your options.
Listen, eye candy is just eye candy.
You can look, but you can't touch, isn't it?
Is that what they say? No, because consent is important here.
Absolutely.
Value it.
More chances to get yourself to Fiona's hag on tomorrow morning's show. Sabrina Carpenter now at Spin.
Let's go! My David Fiona in the morning.
Hello, how are
hey,
you?
Hey, what's going on? Yes, iced coffees are still acceptable.
They are. But you want to be some committed queen to like braving the iced coffee.
It's really not that cold.
Yeah, no, true. Fair. But
I
you know,
people.
I
shorts last
you night. Know, when people are in the minus, when it's in like the minus and people are still like,
oh, I don't know how
like
a
massive thing. No, it was warm last night. And we were talking about her earlier in the week. Jojo Siwa played the Academy on Monday.
Makes no sense to me.
I know, it's mad, opening up her tour. A lot of people have been opening up their tours in Dublin. Addison Rae played the first night of her
tour
in Dublin.
But if you think about it, like it's the very...
Geography, man.
It's the first one in Europe, like...
Guys, don't wreck my buzz. Why is everyone trying to come for me today? But I do, now I have.
We're always
been,
either the first or the last of the European.
I suppose so. Yeah. But I've been following JoJo's.
Depending on which way the flight goes.
True.
So true, guys. I've been following her career for a while, and I really enjoy what she puts out into the world. But I didn't know that she would bait the head off you. She would absolutely
does not strike me as that person.
Bash you. She was raging at the gig because instead of watching her, people kept trying to get selfies with her boyfriend, Chris Hughes.
I know we all love Chris Hughes, but he's my boyfriend, and I want him to watch my show. If he turns around to take another selfie, I'm going to have to restart. Don't do that.
I'm like...
God, she sounds a bit...
She's
angry.
Joking.
Yeah, it's just painful because, like, maybe if she was in the Three Arena or something, she wouldn't be able to see what Chris is up to. But, like, she's in the Academy. He's literally, like, 2 feet in front of her. And it's like, stop asking for selfies.
Sorry, that stage is so easily rushed
I know. God bless. Like, I wonder where he would have been standing. Or if he even did want to watch the show. And if he was like, here, do you want a picture with me? But yeah, it went on. She wasn't happy. She tried to make
you
it sound nicer.
You can take a picture from afar. You can video him watching. But let the guy watch, please. Please. Promise.
Oh, God.
I'd say Chris was like, I'm actually going to the Jacks. Like,
I'm fine.
I'm grand.
The only fella in the whole room.
But well done, JoJo. It's kind of given the, what we were talking about before, the like club appearances, because obviously Chris was a Love Islander.
Oh, yes.
So maybe people didn't really know what they were there for.
Fair enough.
We're queuing up for the selfie with Chris
Hughes.
Honestly,
should have went to the... Where was it? The National Stadium?
The Academy.
Oh, the Academy, sorry. Yeah. They should have went to the Academy and then just like had a meet and greet. She didn't have to sing a single song.
True. Exactly.
No one would have cared.
Come on, Dave and Fiona. On your number one hit music station.
Emma, Dave and Fiona.
Sounds like spin.
Very sorry to do this to you if you're here sweating and typing frantically on a laptop ready for your Q4 meeting ahead of you this morning in the corporate world at 10 a.m. But we also like to get businessy on the show. It's very important, guys. Yes,
here we
please,
go.
Please, please.
Yes.
Every 3 months on the show, we like to take a look back at how the goals that we've achieved or, you know, the parts, places we need to work on this very show. And we look ahead to the next 3 months also with the things that we would like to achieve. It all gets very corporate. This radio show is no different to anybody else, guys.
No, we do our Q4 goals. And believe me, if we don't, you know, do them by the end of the queue, literally nothing happens.
You're fired.
Maybe. The first step on the agenda this morning, guys, is to revisit our Q3 goals and just have a look back at how we got on.
All right, let's see.
As always, we fully remember exactly what we aimed to achieve in the last three months.
Yes. I remind you that you set these goals in July. So
July.
This was kind of peak summer time.
Right.
Okay.
Oh, God, I miss summer, Emma. Anyway.
She was a different woman.
Here are my goals from July ahead of Q3. I'd like to complete a 16-kilometre race in August by accelerating physical readiness and training, etc. Especially considering the fact that the training began yesterday.
Emma.
I have to give myself a massive pat on the back for that one.
Well done.
However, I would say I lamed myself. There was a lack of training, but the run was completed.
In just around 2 hours.
Yeah.
Very good.
Thank you very much.
We're sending you kudos.
Thank you very much.
We're endorsing your skills on LinkedIn.
You're the MVP of that month.
Thank you very much.
Repost.
Thank you very much.
Go on ahead.
This was my second goal for Q3. I'd like to train my puppy to readily respond to the word spin with spin action.
Okay.
The guy doesn't even sit for me. I'm losing control of that dog.
One out of two, not too bad.
Let's go. Would say set more manageable goals for yourself and for Seamus.
Hire someone to come into the house to help me train the
thing.
That's
good. There you go. Delegation.
Okay, we move on. My third goal. I really need to prioritise a targeted self-care routine to support hair health and achieve growth beyond the nipple in 3 months.
Growth beyond the nipple. Let's measure.
Go on.
Nips out.
They're coming off.
Only way
I'll
to
tell
do
you
it.
Where the nipples are? They're here.
Okay.
Perky. These are the nipples.
She is below the nipple. A win for all of us.
That would be the only business meeting happening in this city where someone screams below the nipple.
Below the nipple.
Well, you don't know for sure. All businesses have business meetings.
Dave, do you recall what you set yourself for?
I remember one and I know I didn't do it. So we're off to a fantastic start. Let's revisit my goals for Q3. We're rolling out a new internal policy to reduce the sugar use in cups of tea. Oh. Currently at 2 sugars, aiming for a smoother 1 sugar brew.
Dave, can you please tell us how you got on with that goal?
I did the opposite. I put more sugar into my tea.
Okay.
Dave.
Yeah, I was at one point doing 2 of the sachets of sugar. Yeah. I'm now doing 4.
What?
Yeah. You know, in fairness, they're not a full teaspoon. The sachet is half a teaspoon, so it is technically still 2 sugars.
Dave, you don't need that. Come on now.
That sounds like quite the decline. A lot to work on in Q4, yeah, David. Yeah. Anything else you'd like
to do? I had a tough
table?
Q, okay? let's see what else my goals were. Assuring to invest time in personal stamina development, pacing, consistency, and avoiding total collapse with the goal of running a full 10K.
Whoa.
Wow.
Even though this quarter I could not achieve my goal of 6K, I still haven't even done the 6K. But I can sometimes do 3. So.
Okay.
Yeah.
So more manageable deliverables from you is what we need.
Listen, I think, you know, shoot for the moon. And
okay.
You land in Tala.
Let's go
for the last one. Create a safe dining experience for the birds in my garden. One which will exclude the squirrels who currently think they own the place.
Oh, that feels like yesterday.
Oh my God, remember that.
This is fantastic news. I have never in my life failed all 3 of my objectives for a queue.
This is really the time for looking after those birds, you know, and the squirrels. We're coming into like icy season.
That's
so
true. And the squirrels will be sleeping.
The squirrels hibernate.
Because they're hibernating.
I think autumn is big squirrel time.
Right.
Oh, okay. Honestly.
Fiona, over to you, darling.
Okay. I do, of course, remember my goals, but maybe you would like to play them just so I can just recall them.
Yeah.
I need to drive a culture of inclusion and employee engagement through personalized recognition and name recall of all office personnel. Learn everyone's name in this office.
Oh, very good, Fiona. How's that coming along?
Is there anyone you don't know?
The name of the man who came in here, the engineer, to help us this morning with something. What's his name?
Gav.
Well done. What's Gav's wife's name?
Gavette.
We will give you a half ding for that.
Yeah, that's going to be a no.
Gav's wife also works here.
Oh, and her name?
Pamela.
Is Gavrina. Okay. They should have made it a bit more exciting.
What else have you got?
Emma, I'll hand this over to you. Conduct a personal style audit to identify optimal eyewear form factor aligned with facial architecture. Find out what sunglasses shape suits me. I mean, I think they all look incredible on me.
That's not what you said in the last cue, though.
But I've changed my mind, as is my right to do as a businessman. So I would say I achieved that goal. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Thank you. No one check. No one check.
She just got more confident. Yeah, that's what happened there.
And finally, Fiona.
Conduct a nomenclature validation to ascertain the accurate brand designation ChatGPT versus alternative variants such as ChatGPT to ensure alignment with official terminology and communication standards. Learn whether it's called ChatGBT or ChatGPT.
God, I didn't understand most of that.
How? That's because ChatGBT wrote it. But I now know it's ChatGPT.
Thank you. That's a very, very
easily achievable goal. Hey. I don't think that's fair.
Okay, guys. No time to celebrate. We must look forward to the big Q. Q4.
Dun, dun, dun.
You will be setting your goals very shortly. Please stay where you are. Please make sure to... Do you have your memory key?
Yes.
I've got my Abelisk.
Get that ready to go.
Okay. Asterisk. What's it called?
This is this. Okay.
Lovely.
That was disgusting. Furball.
Deliberately so. Welcome back,
nothing
everybody.
Nothing says corporate like a furball.
Some lad, you know... getting caught with his tie and his Adam's apple or something. Here we go. We are about to set our goals. Very corporate stuff going on, obviously, in businesses across Dublin as we look ahead to Q4 of 2025 and we set new goals of things we'd like to achieve. I will kick this off. If you've been following the story on the show as of late, you will know that I could get an absolute hammering. Mm-hmm. I am doing my first ever amateur boxing fight in November and, you know, reputation, risk mitigation in combat sports, that is a priority for me at the moment.
Yeah.
I need to enter November's event with the strategic objective to not get totally physically reconstructed.
Oh.
Mm. Or too publicly humiliated. Okay. That's all I ask.
So you want to look the same and feel better.
Exactly. I want to just not make show myself.
Okay. Yeah.
Number two, sorry, the dog is coming up. It has to. He's out of control at the moment.
We need to
drive down incidents of off-lead humping.
Right.
It just needs to be reined in and he has to stop embarrassing me if I call his name at least on the 100th time he'll listen. At the moment, we're getting nowhere.
How are we going to do that?
I'd be a better trainer.
Okay,
yeah,
very good.
I guess. I need to sort out a bit of financial governance here, especially when it comes to Vinted. I need to manage to get back what I've spent versus what I've sold. Mm. At the moment, it's 80% outgoings, about 20% incomings. I would like to level up by the end of 2025.
Okay.
Thank you very much, guys.
Okay, very nice. Some achievable goals.
Thank you.
Achievable goals are not really my forte. As we've heard, I was a 3 for 3 on losses the last queue. So let's go with this one. Goal number one, I'd like to enhance wellness and fitness by improving cognitive performance metrics and strengthening long-term resilience by delivering a minimum 14-day continuous drink-free and pub-free cycle.
Whoa.
Amazing.
2 weeks. That's all I want to do. Just 2 weeks.
Okay. All right.
Goal number two, streamline daily operations by investing in a multifunctional phone case which integrates a magnetic car mount, a card holder, a pop socket and a stand all in one.
Can I just say to you, Dave, you know, you try to achieve these goals a lot and I feel like sometimes you do falter to the ones you know you guarantee will have fun trying to find on Temu in order to achieve these goals.
I will build it if I have to.
Like when people say, oh, I've got so much stuff on my phone, like I don't need to like pay attention to anyone. Dave has so much stuff physically on his phone case. It's not the content that's in the phone. He doesn't even need to open the phone. There's just the gadgets on the back.
I have a stand on the back, I have a stand in the middle, I have a card holder and a pop socket that's also a magnet.
It's too much.
Yeah, but I need a proper one. There's too much going on. You're right. There's too much going on. You're right. I want a phone holder that does it all. And goal number three. Start and complete the sale of my existing vehicle and execute the purchase of a new upgraded car, ensuring improved reliability, reducing running costs and alignment with long-term lifestyle.
Well done,
that's
David.
Exciting. I want a new
that's
car.
A big one. No,
happy
that's good.
Well
we
done.
Got that. We understand the corporate jargon. Okay, so my first one, as you know, I have a big life event coming up. So I would like to execute a seamless end-to-end wedding experience by managing stakeholder expectations, mitigating interpersonal risks and ensuring continuous guest satisfaction through optimised hospitality.
Okay, very good.
I want to make sure I don't offend any family members and I want to make sure no one says, oh, I was starving at that wedding. That's my nightmare.
Okay, good.
Okay, next up.
You just keep shoveling food into their mouth.
I will be. Okay, the new Taylor Swift album is coming out, so I want to conduct a full stakeholder analysis of the new Taylor Swift album to identify key thematic personas and their alignment to lyrical deliverables. I want to know who every song on the album is about.
Okay. Very good.
And finally, more Dublin bus replacement routes this week. Now, I know this one is kind of out of my control, but I want to ensure continuity of existing bus routes serving my area by minimising service disruptions and avoiding replacement with less community-focused alternatives. I don't want the old numbers to go away and be replaced with new soulless letter bus
routes. Do you think it's wise, Fiona, to bring something that you can't actually have no power over to your goals?
I am taking control as the new mayor of Crumlin. And saying no to the E1 and other routes.
Yeah, what's the H15?
Yeah,
what's not, you talking
not for
about?
Me,
we
love,
do expect
not for me.
To see you on the Crumlin Road then, picketing with that in mind.
Crumlin says no, not to what you think, other stuff.
If you'd like to win a holiday, giving you the chance to win your way to Fuerteventura before.
Ireland is full of crap buses.
Get ready. Spin 103.8's golden ticket. Hey,
yeah. We want to get Donna to Fuerteventura, all with thanks to Sunway.ie, Ireland's hassle-free holiday company. Have you been away recently, Donna?
I was in Ibiza a couple of weeks ago.
Oh, no, you missed the flooding. Donna, did you see the flooding in Ibiza
I
yesterday?
Saw it.
Was it kind of end of the world apocalypse stuff?
Oh, it looks crazy.
Yeah.
It was nice to see that they got it too, though.
Yeah.
You love to see a half country
taken down a peg or two.
When you were in Ibiza, did you do all the big things? Did you do a Shwaya? Did you do Ibiza Rocks? Or did you do more of a chilled holiday?
So I was a bit of a like Ibiza virgin, but my sister-in-law, well, boyfriend's sister, don't get me afraid there. But no, she brought me out to a few of the events. So yeah, okay. we did a few bits.
You gave it a good lash.
You did all the bits and the pieces. Best I could. Yeah. Very good. Fair play, Donna.
I like it, Donna. All right, well, let's get you on a chill holiday because that sounds like, to be honest, it would be a lot.
Yeah.
I couldn't deal with that. I'd need a chill holiday after that. Let's see if we can take
a bit of relaxation.
Amazing. This is what it's all about. This is Emma, Dave and Fiona's Golden Ticket. Have you heard this game before, Donna?
I have. And you know what? I feel like I should know all the songs now, but with the pressure now, I'm like, oh my God.
There is no pressure, Donna. As I said to yesterday's caller, if you lose, you're losing nothing. You never had it in the first place. Do you know what I mean? So you've got nothing to lose here at all. This is Emma, Dave and Fiona's Golden Ticket. Do you know how many seconds go on the clock?
Maybe just remind me there.
It's all right. It's 25 seconds going on the clock. Five songs and artists are going to play. You need to guess them. If you do it, you'll win that Golden Ticket to Fuerteventura. Now, if it's a song with a few people on it, Donna, you only need to mention one artist. There's no skipping or passing. We can't move on until you get the song and artist correct. But if you really don't know it, you can swap it for a different one. Obviously, you can only do that once and you can't do it on the final song. If at any point you want to swap the song, you just shout the word swap and we'll get it out of there. When you get it correct, we'll pause the clock just so you can gather yourself and get ready for the next one. Does that all make sense, Donna?
That's perfect. Thank you so
Where
much.
Where are you from?
Tala in Dublin.
Donna in Tala. You should be all right.
Yeah, you know your music. I think you'd be grand.
Yeah, well,
Donna.
A few brain cells were probably left over there.
That's a proper holiday.
Yeah.
All right, Donna, here we go. Best of luck. We're rooting for you. 25 seconds
Thanks
on
so
the
much.
Clock and song one in 3, 2, 1, start the clock.
Sabrina Carpenter Espresso.
Stop the clock.
Done. Nice. Sabrina Carpenter and Espresso, you did it.
Not too many brain cells left behind, Donnie. You got that in 2 seconds.
Well, look. It was the same last year.
Yeah,
so.
It was.
That's fair enough.
Still, honestly, better than some people. You've got 23 seconds left for 4 songs and your swap remaining.
All right, let's go for song 2, Donna. Playing in 3, 2, 1. Start the clock.
The club isn't the best place to find
Ed
love.
Sheeran,
the
Shape of You.
Stop the clock.
God.
Donna's on it. Donna's
Come on.
It.
Donna.
Well done. Ed Sheeran and Shape of You. Fair play.
You've got 3 songs left. Your swap still remaining and you have 21 seconds to get through all of those.
No
bother.
Very good, Donna. All right. Here we go. Let's go for song 3 and we'll be more than halfway there. Deep breath in. Song 3 in 3, 2, 1. Start the clock.
You can't be
shit,
I'm a murder bird. It's Hozier.
Yeah.
Baby, say the word.
No. So to swap it.
You put too much sugar in your tea.
Yeah, swap it out.
That's Hozier and the song is called Too Sweet.
Fair enough, song 3, I think.
Yeah. Massive last song. Yeah. It's gone now though, so not to worry.
Yeah, it's like it never happened.
It is, and we've reset that clock back to 21 seconds, Donna, so there's a new song 3 about to play for you. Deep breath in, deep breath out, you've got this.
You have. Let's go for the brand new song 3 in 3, 2, 1, start the clock.
How long till it feels
Lewis Capaldi.
Yeah.
Heal.
No.
Picture. Perfect.
No.
If you live through something.
Most nights are free.
Richard Beeling.
No, Donna, that's all right, that's all right. Don't worry about it at all.
I'm so sorry, that was Lewis Capaldi and the song is called Survive. It was his big comeback track a few months back.
I was desperately trying to figure out a word to be like, when you don't die. You know what I mean? Like,
But I think you played it really well in the sense that like sometimes it is worth just like saying what they're saying.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And
it is the song name, so you were a great player, Donna.
I actually think big kudos to you for saying those words. You never would have known how it would have went.
Yeah.
I'm so sorry it wasn't to be today.
We're not
raging,
but thanks so much.
Have a great day, Donna. Thanks for listening. Thanks for playing.
You too. Thanks,
Donna. Bye-bye. If you want to play tomorrow, just drop us over the word golden in a WhatsApp to 087-711-1038. Ali Sherlock now with Spin.
Check this out.
It's time for Fiona's Final Thoughts.
Let's go. Very important stuff to always be discussed on this segment where I get to say whatever I want and sometimes Dave storms out. Sometimes he stays.
For the final time this week, because this is your Friday.
Yeah. You're gonna sit in and hear this?
I will.
Right, this is actually very important. This is a message to every boyfriend listening. And I know this is a bit like, go to the show, gain.
It's like every
treat.
One of your boyfriends.
All of them, in all jurisdictions, in all postcodes. Right, there's some things that you don't buy low-fat version of in the shop, okay? Low-fat milk, whatever, fine. Low-fat yogurt, grand. Dwayne recently got me low-fat baby bells. And I just think, what are you trying to say with that?
Are you?
It's already tiny cheese, like...
It's mini.
Have yourself a treat, for God's sake.
How dare you?
Are you still marrying this guy?
Yeah, allegedly. I also always have to share my baby bell with my dog because she sees them come out of the fridge and she knows what the jangle of that little net of babies means. And she is a fiend for baby bell cheese. So if you haven't had them, low-fat baby bells are awful. They're not worth the wax that they're molded into.
A baby bell.
Have you not? Do you like cheese?
I like cheese on things.
Baby bells are fantastic.
I'd never eat, apart from cheese strings, I'd never
They're
like,
cheese string coated, like I'm they're just a cheesy just snack.
Go down to the block and cut and get, off a little slice.
I love that as well. I absolutely adore doing that. But a baby bell, it's just, I don't know, it's just fun, it's carefree, it's frivolous. It's like, it's like a girl dinner, but girl snack.
My housemates once did a cheese board, but knew I wouldn't eat it, so they gave me a bowl of minstrels.
That's very good. Oh, I thought you were going to say they did like a cheese board with all
minstrels, so specific as well. Like, why?
They just gave me a bowl. Well, they all had a cheese board.
Everyone is there with their feta and their brie, and Dave's like, minstrels.
That is so funny.
And then they put me to bed at 9.
Never change. Never change.
Go on, Linda.
Chapel Row, now this is the Subway. You're listening to Spin. Chapel Row, that's the Subway and Spin. Fiona, the daughter, taking the rest of the week off to do nothing.
I'm jealous.
How dare I?
Hey, Emma, we're going to have so much fun talking about her.
Tomorrow, we're
going to have 3 talk.
Hours bitching about Fiona.
Please do.
We're live in the morning from 7. And the Naughty Threesome with Michaela kicks off next. Green Day in there. Give It to Me from Tim Milan.
Not a mention
Ricardo.
Of your dog croissant or whatever it's called.
Catch you in the morning. Bye.
Good luck.